welcome back to Mileage Airways. If you're new here, welcome. And if you're a frequent flyer, welcome back aboard this airline. This is your captain, Katelem, speaking. The time is currently 7 a.m. on the 4th of February, 2024. It's a beautiful, cold and windy Sunday morning. And today, we would be flying through mile 44. I had promised earlier, in the earlier episodes, that I would be speaking about this particular person I'm speaking about in this episode, who has had a profound, tremendous, massive impact on my life. And that's none other than Mr. Jordan B. Peterson. So today, I'll be sharing with you 5 life-changing lessons I have learned from the goats. So strap up, fasten your seatbelts, and cabin crew, prepare for takeoff. Let's go. Hello, passenger. Welcome again. How are you and how are you doing? I hope you're smashing it in life, but in case you're not, join me. I'm winging it and smashing it at the same time. So welcome aboard. So today I'll be speaking about someone, like I said, who has been very, very influential in my life. I think I discovered Jordan Peterson about 2017. And since then, I've learned a lot from him. Today I'll be speaking about 5, he calls them rules for life, because he has this book out called 12 Rules for Life and another book called 12 More Rules. And then he has a Quora post of about 42 rules. But when I read 12 Rules for Life, I can say confidently that my life turned upside down. So I'm going to be sharing 5 of those rules with you that hit me the most and that I learned the most from. Now, bear in mind that I've learned at least 400 to 500 things from this man. But like the generous guy that I am, I'm going to be sharing them with you. I don't want to be on this journey alone. And so I want you to learn as I'm learning. Now, I try to say this as much as I can, but I'm going to say it again. Yes, I am the pilot, but I'm also a passenger, because these things I'm going to be sharing with you, I'm also still learning it. You know, there's no one that I've completely learned, but I'm still learning, still growing, and we will get there. So, without further ado, let's head straight into rule 1. Set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. So I'll give you a little backstory on this one. So in 2014, that was when I was still in uni and I was still pushing my football ambition. So I started getting a bit closer to God because I didn't really understand what was going on in my life. So I started reading the Bible a bit, just a bit, not anything serious. And then while reading, I stumbled on this Bible passage that said, "Judge not so that ye may not be judged." I realized that in my life at the time, I was getting judged a bit too much. I was just like, okay, you know what? Let me actually do this. Let me decide to not judge people so that I will not be judged. And so I made a pact that was the first commandment. Well, it's not really a commandment, but it was the first command I was going to obey from the Bible before I even found out about lying and all the other ones. So I decided, from today henceforth, I'm not going to judge anyone. Obviously, it was a struggle because there's sometimes that people just do something so out of pocket that you're like, bruh, what exactly is this? And you feel the immediate need to judge. But then, you know, I decided to practice, to keep practicing. Whenever I feel the urge to judge someone, I always try to understand it from their perspective. Oh, why would they have done this? And I also realized from watching movies, like crime movies, you find out that a lot of the terrorists actually have reasons why they do what they do, as strange as it might sound. And so I just learned to stop judging people. But then again, there's also another Bible passage that says, "Remove the log from your eyes before you remove the speck from someone else's eyes." And we as human beings, this is something that we are such victims of, we're always quick to throw stones at people, always quick to judge people, always quick to see how this person could have done this better, this person could have done this better. But we never really look at ourselves. In fact, I think that us judging people is a way for us to, it's like a coping mechanism for us to forget our own shortcomings, you know. And it might be to practice how to practice not judging people. I had to stop people from telling me about other people. Like, if you're bringing someone else's gist to me, I don't want to hear it. Good, bad, whatever. I don't want to hear anything that's going on in anyone's life, just so that I don't have the opportunity to say, this person could have done this like this. So, why didn't this person do this like this? I don't want to know. Right. So I realized that setting your own house in order first is best before you criticize the world. And for me, I know I have a lot of dirty laundry. So what business do I even have talking about other people's dirty laundry when I know that my own? I keep telling people that, you know, that stuff they say that they play your video at the end of your life on judgment day. I can't even watch my own video. That's how dirty my laundry is. And why would I want to bring someone else down because of their own dirty laundry? And this is something I'm still learning, but I would say this is why this is the first rule I'm putting, because this is the one I've gone the farthest with, you know. But in terms of you listening, how can you set your own house in perfect order first before you criticize the world? There are things in your vicinity, there are things that you do that you know that you can improve on. You know, there are things you know you need to clean up in your life. So I want to encourage you to not look at other people and not try to see what they can do better. We should look at ourselves first. I know this sounds a bit advicey, but I promise you it's not. I'm also in this boat. So set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. Rule 2, treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. Now, this is the one. This is the one I am still struggling with. This is the one I'm still learning. But I can say that there's some progress, at least in the past 1 month. So treat yourself like someone you are responsible for helping. What does that mean? I'll give you an example. When one of our loved ones is sick, let's say you have a sister. Now your sister is ill. Let's say your younger sister, right? She's ill and, you know, there are drugs that she can take. Let's say she has malaria. And you know that if she takes malaria drugs, she'll get better, right? Now, as her sister, you would want to make sure that she's diligent with taking those drugs. Let's say she has to take 6, one a day. You will make sure that she takes those 6 drugs, those 6 pills, every single day, and want to make sure that she doesn't miss any. Why? Just so that she can be better. Why? Because you care for them. Why? Because you feel like you're responsible for them. Now, this is the same thing we need to do for ourselves. And this is something I've been so bad at. And I don't know why. You know, I've just always felt like you put other people before yourself. There's this concept we learned when we were younger, how to be joyful. So joy, as per J-O-Y, is Jesus, others, yourself. So you put Jesus first, and you put others second, and you put yourself last. Now, there's a context where that actually matters, because Jesus actually said, greater love hath no man than he that laid down his life for his friend. So the greatest form of love is actually putting others before yourself. Cool. But the same Bible said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now you realize that in this scenario where your sister has malaria and you're giving her, you want her to take these drugs diligently, you realize that when you are in the situation where you're the one who has malaria, you're not as diligent with taking your drugs as you should be. Why is that? I have no idea. But This rule is saying we need to treat ourselves like someone we are responsible for. So love your neighbor as you love yourself. People usually interpret it as, oh, we need to treat our neighbors or our brothers or our sisters the way we treat ourselves. But we forget that it's also a reversible reaction. We also need to treat ourselves like we treat the people around us, right? So take care of yourself. And this is something I personally struggle with. I was telling one of my friends recently that something I really struggle with is forgiving myself. You know, I've made a number of mistakes in my life, a lot, and there are a lot of things I think I should have done better, coming from when I was very young, coming from, you know, the very first situation is, you know, me not making it as a footballer. I blame myself so much because I feel like I should have been more stubborn. But then when I think about it, I couldn't have been more stubborn than I was. Jigga, because at the end of the day, that would have looked like disrespect to the people who cared about me, like my parents and all that. But at the same time, I just blame myself. Why? I don't know. You know, I find that I'm very unforgiving of myself. It's hard for me to forgive myself. So if someone actually does something to me, it's easy for me to forgive. But when I make a mistake, my own self, it's hard for me to forgive myself. And this is something I'm still learning, because I had just spoken to my friend about this maybe like 3 days ago, right? So this is something I'm currently learning. If you have tips for me, please reach out to me, because this is something I'm willing to take any advice. You know, I need to learn to treat myself like someone I'm responsible for helping. But then I believe that in the past 1 month, I've gone a lot better. I've done a lot better with this. I'm currently in an isolation phase where I'm just taking care of myself and not really caring what is going on in the world or with anyone, you know. So, but if this is something that you struggle with as well, I would like to know your thoughts and how it affects you. But from what I've learned from Jordan Peterson, treat yourself like someone you're responsible for, because you are responsible for yourself. We always see this saying that no one is coming to save you, and it's facts. You're responsible for yourself. And I realized that when you're even responsible for yourself, when you treat yourself with a lot more kindness and a lot more respect, that's how people reflect to you, and that's how people treat you as well. So this has been rule 2. Let's go to rule 3. This one is easy. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. I'll read this again for emphasis. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday, not to who someone else is today. We all fall short of this. You know, we see our friends or our peers or our colleagues, you know, or maybe your day ones, people you started with, and maybe this person has just done a lot with their life. You know, they've achieved a lot based on the standard you have, and you're just there and not much is happening, and you're wondering what the hell is going on. You know, it can even breed some form of resentment towards your friend who doesn't even know that you feel that way about the situation. Or you see someone online, social media has put this comparison problem in our head, analysis paralysis. You know, you see someone on social media, they're living it up, living the life. You check their age, 24, and you're like, you that's like 27, 28, 29, 30. You're wondering, what exactly is going on? Does this person have 2 heads? You know. But this is something that I would say I've almost perfected. I almost do not compare myself to anyone. To be honest, the only person I compare myself to is Jesus. Because you never really know what's going on in people's lives. First of all, on social media, people only show the good side, so just cancel that one. But then generally, you just never know what is going on in someone's life. You can see someone driving a Ferrari, you know. So as a guy now, you can see someone driving a Ferrari, oh, nice car. And then in the Ferrari, you see a baddie, like, oh, nice babe, you know. And you just look at the guy, you know, all dripped out. Watch, clothes, looks stunning, and you're just looking at him and you're envying his life. You know, you're envying everything that he has achieved. But you never know. Do you know who the girl in the car is? Do you know her history? Do you know her background? Do you know if she's just there for the money? And do you know if the guy is struggling with a lot of things? Do you know if he's considering ending his life the next day? We never know. We never know people's demons. We never know what people have gone through to achieve what they've achieved. There's a lot of Yahoo boys in Nigeria, and I'm sure a lot of guys look at them and they're like, bro, you may not even know that that's what they're doing, but you just look at their flashiness and you're like, you want to be like this person. But do you want to do Yahoo? So these are the little things. Or maybe as a girl, you see some other girl who has, you know, she's making a lot of money, or even like she's married, kids, all of that, and you're thinking, didn't I grow up with this girl? Or, you know, we just, our brain just finds ways to compare ourselves with people. But all you need to do is to compare yourself to who you were yesterday, because you don't know what's going on in people's lives. So just leave people alone, focus on yourself. You know, where were you yesterday? Where are you today? Are you in a better place than you were yesterday? If you were not, okay, that's cool. The knowledge of the fact that you're not in a better place today than you were yesterday is already a step forward. But if you are, okay, how can you make tomorrow better? How can I step into tomorrow knowing that I've smashed yesterday? I've told a couple of my friends this actually, that this year I've decided to live my life like I will not wake up the next day. So if I want to do anything today, I need to finish it today. You know, because we feel like we have a lot of time, you know, we start to compare ourselves with other people. But your life is yours. You are responsible for your life, like I said in the last rule. So we need to pick it up and move. As long as you're better than who you were yesterday, you're good to go. Me, I'm in this congregation though. I'm literally in this congregation as I'm speaking. So, but this is something that I've been very, very particular about. I don't even want to know what's going on in people's lives. Everybody can do what they want. I'm currently off social media. I don't want to know. I'm just doing my thing. I've also experienced a lot of, with my dreams, growing up from when I was a child, with the things I always wanted to do in my life, there's always been some form of resistance from my loved ones, from people around me. And I just realized very early in my life, so this is why I said this is something I'm already almost a pro at. I realized very early in my life that, bro, just do your own thing, don't compare yourself with anybody, and just move on. And that would encourage you to do the same as well. Over to rule 4. Rule 4, tell the truth, or at least don't lie. This one is very popular on Mileage. I've said this so many times. So if you're wondering where I learned why I'm so particular about telling the truth or not lying, it is Jordan Peterson. I've watched a number of videos of him talking about the effects of lying and how it affects your life, and the effects of telling the truth, and how telling the truth is the true adventure in your life. Regardless of what it is, always tell the truth. Now, telling the truth is not only with your words, but with your actions, with your lifestyle. Are you living in accordance to how you should be living based on the requirements of your soul? Are you gaining the world and losing your soul? Now, the effect of lying is something that I've seen in my life, like, manifest, and it is a very, very ugly manifestation. Now, you might tell a lie today, you feel like, it's gone, you never encounter it again, but that's what you think. You know, it will always come back somehow. Now, the funny thing is, it may never come back in the way you think, but it might come back in another way that just jeopardizes your whole existence. For example, let's say that as a married man, or nobody's married that's listening to my little, okay, maybe just one or two, let's say you have a partner and you cheat on your partner, right? Now, if you don't say the truth to that, you might feel like, okay, I've been able to hide this thing successfully from my partner. They may never find out. Awesome. But you realize that your attitude, see me saying this like I have so much experience, but anyway, you realize that just the fact that you're hiding that piece of information from someone, your whole demeanor changes, your attitude towards the person changes, because in the back of your head you're like, I'm trying to hide this. Oh, does this person know? Does this person not know? I need to align my body in a way that it doesn't feel like I've done something outside. And in a way, you're actually paying for the consequences of telling that lie without you even knowing. Now, your partner might be looking at you and maybe wondering, this person is acting strange. You know, this person is doing this, is doing that. The person starts suspecting. May not even suspect that you're cheating. Just feels like there's just something off about the way this person is behaving. All of a sudden, there's a wall between the two of you. All of a sudden, you guys don't see eye to eye again. All of a sudden, relationship is not as free-flowing as it was. Why? Because you withheld the truth, or you did not live in your truth. Now, I just use that as an example, but there are a lot of other examples about not being completely truthful with yourself, even, you know, with your goals and with your lifestyle. You know, how are you living? How are you approaching the world? Someone like me, I have been something I've not been very truthful about is the fact that I've been downplaying my greatness. I promise you that whatever you see in me that looks like greatness, I promise you is only 20%, because what I know I can achieve in my head is ridiculous. But then there's something I was just talking to my family last week about, something that my sister actually pointed out to me, called toxic humility. I tended to have toxic humility at some point, which I still kind of have, and I'm breaking away from that, because let your light so shine that people see it and glorify God. You cannot dim your lights for anyone. Shine that P, you get me? Blast the lights, let it be on the highest brightness, you get. So this is something that has been very, very important to me, to go on an adventure of only telling the truth. Now, this doesn't mean that I've not lied the off lie. Yes, I have, and it pains me to my soul when I do it. And sometimes even that lie comes to reality, because there's power in spoken words, the same way that there's power in positive spoken words. You know, in Bible it said there's the faith you have that you can tell this mountain move from here to here. He didn't even say that you can think the mountain to move. He said you can say to the mountain. So there's a lot of power in words. So when you utter words and they are lies or more, you don't even know what's forming in front of you. So this has been rule four: tell the truth, or at least don't lie. Rule five. So I'm currently recording rule five in the car, because while recording this episode, I realized that I would be late for where I was going. So I had to hop into the car and literally cover mileage while on mileage. Bars. So rule five: pet a cat on the streets when you encounter one. Now, what does this mean? It just means be kind to people. Be kind to people that you meet in your life, and people you just meet randomly, because you never know what anyone is going through at any point in their life. I see on social media that we only tend to say this, be kind to people, when maybe someone has committed suicide. You know, you see posts of people who were very happy and, you know, they were living their life. Nobody suspected that they were even suicidal. They were probably the happiest people. Those people are the therapists. But then you find out that they die, they commit suicide. And then you look at the comment section and you see, this is why you should be kind to people. But then a week later, everybody's back to their normal schedule. But this is very, very important. We have to always, always be kind to people, except otherwise stated or except otherwise proven, because some people are screwheads. But we need to have the heart and the discipline to always show kindness, you know. And this is kind of the opposite of rule 2, which is treat yourself like someone you are responsible for. Well, it's not the opposite, it's just the other side of it, which is treat people like you would treat yourself. Be kind to people, you know. Someone, you see someone struggling with something, your instincts might be to jump in and judge them, but you never know. You never know what their situation, what their experiences in life. You never know if that has led them to do things that they are doing. This is also linked with one of the other rules. So be kind. I also am trying to be kind to people regardless. You know, whenever I feel the urge to, my friend, move now. Sorry, that was road rage. That was road rage on my mileage. You see, I should have been kind to this guy, because I just saw him and I wanted to throw curses at him. But as you can see, I'm literally still practicing this petting a cat on the road when you see one, being kind to people when you see them. Me, unfortunately for me, I have a provider protector mindset, so this kind of affects me in rule 2, because rule 2 is treat yourself like you're someone you're responsible for. Because of my provider protector mindset, I just feel like I would always treat other people better, which may not necessarily be a good thing. But it's kind of a contrast to this rule, which is just being naturally kind, you know. And I'm learning, still learning, but I want you to practice this as well, even as I'm practicing it. So this has been rule 5. These have been the 5 rules, the 5 most important lessons I've learned from Jordan Peterson. And I will come up with another 5, because I can come up with 500, I promise you. So I'm definitely going to make this a series. I want to give a major shout out to one of my friends, Gaia, who actually reminded me that I had said I was going to do this earlier in mileage. So thank you for that. And this is the end of this mile, as I'm also getting to my destination. Thank you for listening. Thank you for boarding. Thank you for flying with us. As always, I hope it has been a pleasurable flight, and I look forward to your next trip with us. Like if you love the episode, subscribe if you love the episode, comment if you love the episode, and God bless you. Peace to the world. Cabin crew, prepare for landing.